This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back. Our two, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. If you'd like to call in, please do. Love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. Keeping my sanity here, Bradley Dinas. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, friends. We follow the Christ here, 1 Corinthians 11:1. Want to highlight a couple more articles really quick on sonsoflibertymedia.com. DHS, by the way, Barack Hussein Obama appointed Jay Johnson, who said he was there to give voice to the plight of the Muslims. This is the fox in the chicken coop, right? DHS secretary sees all Americans as a threat. Gun control has to be a perfect part of Homeland Security. Hey, friends, it's time to resist. Did you hear what I said? Yes, you heard this on national radio, international radio. America, it's time for you to resist unconstitutional measures. It's time for you to begin to deal with the outlaws, okay? Every time these things happen, by the way, much is being called into question concerning what took place in Orlando last week. Just wanted to share that with you. But it's interesting to note that every time a crime is committed with the gun, it's how they want to get rid of the gun, and they want to be merciful to the criminal that pulled the trigger. You live in a society today, America, where you show more mercy on the one committing the crime than you do the victim. What a sad, sad place to be. DHS secretary sees all Americans as a threat. Gun control has to be a part of Homeland Security. Really? How come they're not empowering you, America? Huh? And I'm not asking for them permission to empower me. God has given me rights. I can read Amendment 2 of the Bill of Rights. A well-regulated militia, that's us, America, being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So if someone means to encroach upon your rights or to actually infringe, means to violate your rights, it means you better deal with those that are attempting to violate your rights or else you're going to lose your right by forfeiting your right. You see how that works? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, did you see that the United States Senate, listen to these effeminate pansies, right? They want to make it mandatory that women register for the draft. Hey, folks, that's unscriptural. I want you to understand that that's unscriptural. Number one, a woman's not created to do that kind of stuff, friends. Okay? But the U.S. Senate, as long as they say so, votes to require women to register for the draft. Hey, women, I want you to understand that it's unconstitutional as well. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, did you know, folks, right after the Orlando terrorist? Oh, by the way, he worked for the Department of Homeland Security, for those that did not know. And I was just highlighting an article by none other than the DHS secretary, none other than, well, you know his name, right? Jay Johnson. He said that, hey, listen, he views all Americans as a threat. We have to bring these radicals that own guns in America, we have to bring this under control because we're not going to be able to plunder this country if they remained an armed people. And by the way, America, you're still here and you still have the freedom to do the right thing because God has permitted mercy still upon you to this point, to those that have eyes to see and to those that have ears to hear. But did you know at the same time, shortly thereafter, on June 16th, it was reported Somalian Muslims open fire, takes hostage at a Walmart in Texas. Guess what they used, friends? They used guns. It's interesting, friends, because when I'm doing live radio the way that I am right now, I'm looking at live feeds, okay? You got to chew the meat and spit out the bones, let me tell you, because a lot of this stuff, people should know better, especially those that call themselves Christians and conservatives. But did you know that there's a live feed going right now where these radical imams in the Middle East say this war has proven that these weapons, he's got an AK-47 in his hand, are our only means to liberate our lands. Maybe that explains why this current administration is actually arming ISIS. Oh, could it be that they are ISIS? Wow. Well, we'll just rename it. You know, I mean, we're all under the same umbrella. Let's just rename our functions and our bureaucracies. We're all in this together. We have one devil telling us all what we should be doing, and we'll willfully submit, right? But it's interesting, your enemy's friends are telling you that. Listen, the only means to liberate ourselves is to stay armed. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. I mean, this is some pretty commonsensical stuff, isn't it? It's pretty commonsensical. It really is. So what do you do with this? What do you do with where you're at today? There is only one thing to do. It's called respond. It's interesting. You didn't have to tell your forefathers what they were supposed to do. They knew what to do. And they knew what was going on from the get-go. And who would know better than our forefathers as to how to deal with some form of tyrant? Nobody. But I am humored by the sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity that some people in this country accept concerning their representatives on the topic of going back to, friends, global terror. Global terror. If not, your sin's finding out. That's what it is. Isn't it interesting that when we see these occurrences, terror is always brought up, and you notice how they have already labeled you, America, just a reminder, labeled you the terrorist. And so every time an act is committed, they're laying the charge to you, just like after what supposedly and allegedly happened in Orlando. Isn't it interesting it was a gay club? Did you know that the LGBT blamed the Christian right for the crimes that Muslim committed? He was a sodomite as well, friends, for those that didn't know. Yeah. He even dressed up as a transgender, for those that didn't know. Yeah, and his dad even ran for the presidential seat in Afghanistan. He was also an acquaintance with Barack Hussein Obama, for those that didn't know. And again, he also worked for the Department of Homeland Security. Yeah, see how that keeps going right back up the flagpole? In America, the conservatives are trying to figure out what's going on. You know, Breitbart this week said that everything Barack tells us about ISIS is completely untrue. No, he is ISIS. He is. It looks like a duck, it quacks like a duck, it walks like a duck, then guess what it is, friends? It's a duck. Quack, quack. It really is. But again, isn't it interesting to see these officials act rather strangely after these supposed terror attacks? They seem to conglomerate and collaborate on Q and ally themselves to condemn the acts. Yet again, friends, not the actors. They want to get rid of the guns in America. Hey, folks, just think about this. This administration wants to take away your guns as he's arming your enemies or releasing them. Now, let's just get off the stupid boat for a moment and just talk plain common sense here, okay? It's the best way to do it. Little kid can explain to you what's going on here, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Thank you for all you brave callers out there, too. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt, and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
I was going to play the video, the audio for you, friends. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I was going to play the audio of these Muslims swinging their AK-47s around saying, this war has proven that these weapons are our only means to liberate our land. Again, keep in mind, this administration is arming your enemies and he's attempting to disarm you, America. All under the guise of what they are responsible for. But again, if you take that and you equate that to Fast and Furious, this is exactly what this administration did. When they armed Mexican drug lords, and then when 300 people were killed by the arming of them drug lords by this administration, Barack went over, guilty as hell, literally. He was the one that went over to Mexico to blame you for the crimes that he committed. It's the same exact thing he's doing to you right now, or trying to do to you. Do you not see this, friends? But I wanted to play the audio for you, but you wouldn't understand a thing they said. No. That's totally fine. There's just no way that anybody could understand anything that they would have to say. But what he's saying is again, this war has proven that these weapons and are our only means to liberate our lands, saith he. So your enemy knows the importance of remaining armed, and so do the dictators that want you disarmed. But the point that I was going to make here was, again, when I go, oh my gosh, when I go back over to this this book that tells me exactly what's going on in this country, as I said, I just wanted to play. I wanted to play the audio for you, but you wouldn't understand a thing that they had to say about it. And it's pretty radical what these guys say about how they want you dead. You did hear about the Muslim folks that lit the American flag up. He died of smoke inhalation. But it's interesting, in Deuteronomy 28, verse 49, the Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flyeth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. Hey, friends, you do need to keep in mind, your enemy's scared. They're deathly afraid of you. But they're encouraged by what you tolerate through this administration. See, it says in Deuteronomy 38, that which preceded the last scripture that I just gave you, the Lord shall bring you and thy king, you act as if he is a king, America, which thou shalt set over thee unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known. And there shall thou serve other gods and wood and stone. That's exactly what's happening. And this is why they're being encouraged. Right before the break, friends, I was simply talking about how when you look at these officials after these supposed terrorist attacks take place, and keep in mind, I got to throw this out there again, friends. It's not tedious for me to remind you that terrorism is defined in the English Oxford Dictionary as government by intimidation. That's exactly what's going on here, because concerning the way that these conglomerate and collaborate on cue, they all align themselves to condemn the acts, yet not the actors. In the end, they ask the people to give up their rights to bear arms while attempting to disarm them for the global good. But friends, again, going back to the fact that I told you that he was going to assail you all the more because you've let him do it already 1,083 times. He's putting the pedal to the metal trying to disarm you now, friends, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to interject in his place none other than Hillary Clinton. You do realize that because that's her administration. And you know as well as I do, every one of these people belong in jail, at least. And the reason I say at least is because you need to finish the sentence, right? Because there's capital punishment for the crimes that they have committed, friends. There is consequence. But in the end, after these acts take place, they ask the people to give up their rights to bear arm. Concerning an individual that was armed trying to kill them, or in fact did kill them. But again, just listen to what Vladimir Lenin said. One man with a gun can control 100 without one. Of course. Of course. And by the way, Joseph Stalin took his counsel. This is the guy that went door to door disarming people and killing 20 to 40 to 60 million of his own people. And I know, America, you think that would never happen here. I want you to keep in mind, your sin is before a just and a holy God. You need not so much worry about those that can kill the body. You need to worry about him who can kill the body and cast it into hell. And now concerning what's going on with Barack Hussein Obama, again, getting you up to date, terror is nothing more than a created battering ram. You do understand that, to upend government sovereignty globally. You do understand that in order to implement new totalitarian government through the UN. You do understand that. And folks, again, I love this because they say it. Condoleezza Rice, under George W. Bush, Secretary of State, she said that of Joseph Stalin, the system of terror was essential to Stalinism. It was created. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control they wanted. Folks, and they want to make people out that tell you the truth loons until it's too late. The system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Hey, folks, when you listen to the news, there's another terror act over there, another act of terror over there in this country. It's all there by design. How come none of these representatives globally are calling for the eradication of ISIS, which we could easily do? Because it doesn't work for the narrative. That's why. Remember, Adolf Hitler used the same methodology as well as the same philosophy in so many different ways. As a matter of fact, you know, Hitler was responsible for attacking his own Reichstag to start a world war, and he did it. Matter of fact, he perpetuated a war against the enemies he created. Just like the DHS has, just like this administration has. His propagandists had the Germans believing they were under attack, all the while Hitler was the one doing the attacking. And the reason many people are still dumbfounded to what's going on in their country is because they don't want to believe it. It doesn't matter if you believe it or not. You don't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? I'm telling you, the Word of God is true. Let every man be a liar, but the word of God, I want you to know that it's immutable, his counsel. That first of all, God cannot lie, friends, nor has he ever lied, nor will he ever lie. He's the one telling you the truth. Isn't it interesting when it comes to the things of God? When you get up in an airplane, you're 35, 36, 37,000 feet up in the air. Before you go sit down in your seat, did you take time to check the credentials of the pilots? Did you ask to see their accreditation? Did you see their papers and schooling and which they accomplished before you entrust a man to fly you 37,000 feet up in the air? Furthermore, did you ask the stewardess before she served your food that you so willfully ate without questioning anything? Did you take time to ask her, who made this food? What is this food made out of? No, you don't. No, you trust them. You trust the pilot's going to get you from point A to point B without asking him a thing about his credits or his credentials. Same thing with the stewardess. You didn't ask her a thing about the food. Or when you opened up that can of pop and you drank it down, did you look, did you examine, did you put it under a microscope the way that you do the Word of God, America, before you drank it? No. It shows you how fallen man is without Christ. He trusts carnal man. He trusts the reprobate carnal state and fallen state of man, but he doesn't trust the God that cannot lie. And yet, history teaches us that what I'm telling you right now is exactly right where we're at. And yet, everybody questions the truth, but they believe the lie. Why is that? How is that? How is it that you'll go into a restaurant today and you'll order all this food up, not knowing who the cook is or what he's put into the food, but you'll just take it without reserve, you'll eat it down, and you'll be grateful and thankful, and you won't question a thing about who they are or what their history is. But you, when it comes to the things of God, everything has to go through the vetting process. We have it backwards, America. I'm talking about what's going on in your country today. You question the sure word of prophecy, but you believe a man that has lied to you consistently, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. And yet you still take heed to what he has to say by putting your ear up to the mic. I'm sorry, not to the mic, but to the speaker. I said that the first time I brought this up. I'm sorry. See, the fact of the matter is most people don't really want the truth. They just want a constant reassurance that what they believe is the truth. And it's interesting how truth to men, and namely the young people today, is subjective. Whatever they think is true in their carnal, fallen state, reprobate hearts, folks, they believe it because they're creating a God to suit their sins. And God doesn't play that game. Folks, we're just kind of tearing this apart today. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
That you do that is you actually bring forth a light. And when you look, hey, by the way, because what we're talking about right now is just exposing what's going on with this whole mess, because we see that the conservatives of the day, Breitbart just reported that, friends, that everything that Barack Hussein Obama's been telling us about ISIS is, it's completely, it's fabricated, it's lies. Just nothing more than lies. Folks, it's taken them 7¾ years to figure this out. And now they're even coming to the realization that everything he's doing is benefiting ISIS. Man, we've been telling you this, folks, for a long time. Why? That's all we have to do is read the Word of God to understand where we're at. Just during the last segment, I was asking you the question, friends. When you get on an airplane, do you look at the accreditation concerning the pilot? Did you see the schooling that he went through? Did you see how many flights that he's taken? Did you see if he served in the military before he brought you 37,000-38,000 feet up in the air? No, you didn't. In other words, you trust fallen man more than you trust the risen Christ and the Father in Jesus' name. Wow. And then I ask you the question, did you ask the stewardess before you got any food? Did you ask where it was made or what it's made of? No, of course not. Before you drank the can of pop, did you ask what the ingredients were or who actually brought forth? Was it filtered water? What kind of sugar was it? Was it natural or was it a counterfeit sugar? What am I drinking? No, of course not. Hey, give me something to drink, ma'am. Well, what would you like? Okay, I'll have one of those. Okay, cool. Now, did you sit there and look at the content? No, of course not. You took it for face value, but you questioned God. I'm sitting here right now exposing the likes of what tyrants do and how they act. And folks, did you know that earlier this week I was spending time on the FBI was looking for clues in the Orlando shooting, and I just said, look no further than the White House, because that's where it's at. Read Romans 1:18 when you get a moment. See, men hold the truth in unrighteousness. And then I began to bring about the fact that Barack Hussein Obama's appointed all these appointees that have terrorist ties to the Department of Homeland Security. And yet I told you that, but for some reason or another, truth is stranger than fiction to some people. Yeah. It reminds me, folks, going back to the light reproving the darkness, not the darkness reproving the light. Today in America, the darkness is trying to reprove the light. That will never fly. No matter what they do or how they do it, it will never fly. We're still here, right? But have you ever taken the time to realize that the Pharisees, the hypocrites of the day, that they even accused Jesus of being the devil for telling them the truth? And Jesus said back to him in Matthew 12:27, he said, if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? He laid it right back on him, friends. No gainsay with the Lord. And that's what I love about him. And just think about this. In John 1, it tells us that, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. In America, is it that they don't want to comprehend the light that shineth in darkness? Yep. Yep. And again, going back, friends, to the topic here, Adolf Hitler attacked his own Reichstag to start a world war. He perpetuated a war against the enemies that, listen carefully, friends, just like what you're seeing today. He perpetuated a war against the enemies that he himself created, just like this administration is doing today. When in fact, you know all the well what you do, America, by leaving off your duty and obligation to deal with those that are the enemies to this country. I mean, folks, just think about it. Joseph Goebbels, the propagandist for Adolf Hitler, he had the Germans believing that they were the ones under attack. All the while, it was Hitler doing the attacking. That's exactly right. But we already know that. We already know that in America. You also know that Hitler was responsible for sending his brown shirts to incite the people to chaos so he could play the role of problem solver. So we already know that. We see this all the time. We see paid provocateurs. Folks, the things that are going on the Donald Trump campaign trail, folks, they're talking about busloads of people that are bought and paid for, that are paid provocateurs, called to go stir these up, and yet you allow them to do it. Oh, that's just Donald. You know, it just comes with the territory. Yeah. But I thought we were in this together. You want your representatives to do you a service, but you don't want to do them a service? If you believe in those that are doing or about to represent you as a people to do you a service by magnifying the laws of the Constitutional Republic, regardless of who they are, love them or hate them, don't you think it would be the right thing to do is to get behind them? I mean, folks, in this country, for some reason or another, you love watching people get beat up. You love read. Hey, folks, my ministry is prime target for these jokers, these criminals. How many times I've been under attack by these people in every step of the way, folks. The conservatives went right along with it, and so did the counterfeit Christians. Now they're all eating crow. And over time, you'll see in this ministry, over and over and over again, you'll see where the Lord at length justifies and condemns their acts. It's interesting that 6 years ago, I said that the Muslims were calling for the execution of the homosexuals. Now we, again, allegedly just seen this in Orlando, where a Muslim sodomite just killed 49 to 50 people and wounded 53. We're told. Okay? But see, I was nuts. I was crazy, they said. I was alone. Now when it happens, oh, what's going on? It reminds me of Jeremiah warning the people in the gate of the kings and the gate of the hierarchies in the church. And he warned them. And what they do, they gave him the bread of affliction. And just give it a little time. And all of a sudden, these things started to transpire, roll out. And all of a sudden, they go back to Jeremiah, seek the Lord out for me, seek the Lord out for me. And he would go back to him and say, nope, it's too late. It's too late. You are told and you refuse to take heed to the word. Because in America today, they'll have nothing to do with the prophetic or the apostolic. Who are you to come in here and point your finger at us and tell us we're doing something wrong? Well, that's what Scripture tells us we're supposed to do. But it starts with us individually. But the church in America will have nothing to do with it. They're a part of the problem. And speaking of Hitler, you do know that during the time that the Jews were being carted in the train cargo, the cattle cars, while they were being escorted to these extermination camps, you do know that some of these evangelical churches, they would actually sing louder when they would hear the Jewish people being led to the slaughter. They would just sing louder. You do know that. That's exactly what they're doing today. They would even come out of church and they would brush off the ashes of the bodies of the incinerated friends concerning the Jewish people. It didn't matter how old they were. They would just brush off the ashes off their car after church. Praising Jesus. Praising Jesus all the way. Ah, it's a good thing that has nothing to do with us. Good thing I didn't know anybody over there. And if I did, I'd have had to even sing louder than I did. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what we're seeing today. Hey, folks, that's scary. Just think, instead of loving your neighbor as yourselves, now what they're doing is they're loving themselves so much that they completely hate their neighbors. So just think about the babies in the womb today that are being slaughtered. Just think when it comes to your time, in your turn, just keep in mind, for the help that you offered to protect their lives will be the same thing that's offered to protect yours. That is the fulfilling of the law, and it's called L-O-V-E. And I'm not talking about the hippie, the burnt hippie version. 80 million people, namely Germans, refused to believe Hitler was guilty of these crimes. Hey, folks, the other day we were watching a true story about Jesse Owens. And interestingly enough, man, it was just something. I would watch the documentary, and so it was the actual story, and how Hitler didn't like the fact that Jesse Owens, he was a black dude and he won all those golds, right? And he wouldn't shake his hands. But it was interesting when he came out. I mean, can you think of anything worse than a little pipsqueak, pale, white murderer with a little mustache leading a people that at the beginning had less than 3% approval rating, but at the very end, they were at length destroyed, and so was their country, but they submitted themselves to a man that was at war with God. And they would salute him. And of course, you do know that if they didn't salute him, they would be fined, right? That was the law. You had to salute Adolf Hitler. But when I looked at him, I thought, you've got to be kidding me. Or it's the same thing with Mussolini. It's like, you have got to be kidding me. Anybody would submit to a likes of Mussolini or an Adolf Hitler? And then I stopped. And I said, wait a second. What could be worse than a Barack Hussein Obama, an effeminate, sodomite, criminal, a treasonous representative, supposedly, than what the American 318 million people have put up with? I thought to myself as I was looking at these two jokers, I had to stick both feet in my mouth and say, wait a second, America's already surpassed that. They've allowed an effeminate, sodomite, transgender promulgating joker, criminal, aiding our enemies at every given step to remain in office for 7 3/4 years. And I thought to myself, wait a second, it's gotten worse than Adolf Hitler and Mussolini. It has. It has. It's not going to come. You're in it now. You're in it now. I spent enough time on Adolf. 80 million Germans refused to believe Hitler was guilty of these crimes until 12 million innocent people were slaughtered. And by the way, keep in mind, Adolf didn't do it. He just gave the order. And the good people of Germany that were supposed to uphold the Constitution that Adolf Hitler tore down, keep in mind, they were the ones doing the killing for him. I just wanted to set that record straight. But America, remember what, again, James Madison, known as the father of America's Constitution, knew how dictators attempted to overthrow their subjects when he warned that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this land, It will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Did you hear a bell go off, America? I heard that bell. Did you hear the trumpet blowing? Oh, I heard that one too.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Okay, so we went through this slowly, and I did take it, I took it slowly, friends, but I just want you to see the similarities as to what's going on today. And I'm just going to kind of run through this a little bit quicker so I can get to the end because it's an encouraging word, okay? If tyranny or oppression come into this land, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Is that what's happening today? Because that was the earmark. That was the notification given unto us prophetically by our forefathers as to when a tyrant is in office. If tyranny or oppression come into this land, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Do you know that General Douglas MacArthur said of the United States government back in 1957? Our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear. Has kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor with the cry of grave national emergency. Always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we didn't blindly rally behind what our representatives said. That was General Douglas MacArthur. He's also the guy that said, we don't take counsel from our fears, America. And yet, when you think about what took place and what you were told by the president of America in September of 2011, 2001, What's so self-defeating to the American people is the fact that when Barack Hussein Obama talks of condemning terrorism, that there are some that actually believe what he's saying. Remember what I just said of Adolf Hitler, friends? Hitler was responsible for sending his brown shirts to incite the people to chaos so he could play the role of problem solver. And it's interesting because when you look at the chaos that the narrative is set, and folks, how they take the pictures and create the war, if you would pay attention to the wars that they create, to the pictures that they take, you'll find there's nothing behind them. But again, what comes to my aid is Psalm 9, 16, and 17. The nation that forgets God, he'll turn it into hell. That's what's happening. You've forgotten God by allowing a tyrant to do the things that he does. It's either God or tyrants, folks. And resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. But again, friends, Obama talks of condemning terrorism, yet every step of the way, he's aiding them, enabling them. Come on, folks. We're on this topic today because Breitbart, folks, another conservative outlet, came out and said that everything that Barack Hussein Obama told us about ISIS is a complete lie. Now they're saying that everything that he does is benefiting ISIS. Man, who's been telling you that for a long time, friends? Of course he is. So therefore, who is ISIS? Oh, we'll do everything but say it, because if we say it, then we have to take responsibility and deal with it, and we don't want to. And just like I've said so many times before, if what was going on in a third world country as to what's going on in your country right now, you would force government to deal with that third world dictator. Well, guess what, friends? He's in your White House. He's in your White House, and yet he sends F-16s to your sworn enemies. He gives them $1.5 billion, and that's outside of the omnibus bill that Paul Ryan just signed by actually giving over 300,000 illegal Muslims. Hey, folks, a little pass, a paid college education here on your dime. All perfect judgment. He appoints Homeland Security advisors with known terrorist ties. They label you as the terrorist in America. He releases high-risk detainees from Guantanamo Bay. And folks are still trying to figure out what is going on in America. I mean, you just can't fix stupid. You can't. And folks, furthermore, George Bush, and if I had time, I'd play the audio. I played the audio in the past, but out of these troubled times, said George Bush Sr., a new world order can emerge, a new era, free from the threat of terror that they created. Today, that new world order is struggling to be born, a world quite different from the last one that we've known. If we're successful, and he said, we will be. Did you know that that was George Bush Sr. who called for a new world order over 202 times? Did you know that Gary Kent, after September 11th, 2001, oh, that was September 11th, 2001, did you know the U.S. Commission on National Security co-chair Gary Kent said that there's a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father said, a new world order? He said this right after September 11th. And do keep in mind, friends, the Bush's father of George H.W. Bush Sr., was Prescott Bush, who was indicted under the Trading with Enemies Act. Prescott was a shareholder of companies that profited from their involvement with the financial backers of, guess who, friends? Nazi Germany. He aided in the rise of Adolf Hitler, who was attempting to establish a, guess what? It was called the Third Reich, but it was called, translation to the modern and to the present, a new world order. I want to say two more things. Former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook, Inter-Services Intelligence, is on record stating, the truth is, there is no Islamic army. Keep in mind, Scripture tells us that you'll flee when none pursueth. Okay, they got to create this. The truth is, there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. Hillary Clinton, the criminal herself, actually acknowledged that. She said it was a creation of the CIA. And she said this, folks, 2 weeks ago. And any informed intelligent officer knows this. But there's a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil, only in order to drive TV watchers to accept the unified international leadership for a war against terrorism. Hey, I want to say this to the Muslim nation. Into the Christian nation, I want you to know that you're both being used if you fall for what you're allowing this criminal to do in the White House. He's trying to divide you one against another. And they're feeding both sides, friends. Because, again, the method is divide and conquer. Listen to what he said. There is a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil only in order to drive TV watchers, friends, to a unified international leadership for war against terrorism. Who's creating it, friends? And he said the country behind this is the United States of America. Just listen to foreign press, friends. They'll tell you who's doing all this. And again, the things that are taking place are simply the fruit of judgment of a just and a holy God. These types of leaders are permitted to flourish because the people at large love not the truth and therefore perish because of their adherence to deception and unrighteousness. 2 Thessalonians 2:10 through 12. And I finish with this. But if you will not hearken unto me and will not do all these commandments, common sense comes into play. And if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that you will not, America, do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, I also will do this unto you. I will appoint over you terror. This is coming from God. And I will set my face against you, coming from God. And you shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth you. And if you will not yet for all this hearken unto me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. Leviticus 26:14-18.
Well, the black and white truth is what you're getting here on the Sons of Liberty.
Let's say that again. It's the black
and white truth of the Sons of Liberty you're getting here today and every day on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Steph, do you get like intimidated when you get on the radio, or what's happening?
No,
there?
I don't get intimidated by you. Not at all.
No, I wasn't saying me.
Oh, no, not by you.
I mean, because there's so many people listening, or
what's... No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Not at all. I think people are hearing the black and white truth here on the Sons of Liberty Radio, and it's so important to be able to know this message, but not only just to hear it 6 days a week, but to do something about it. Remember, your actions speak a lot louder than your words. 1 John 3:18 says, "My little children, let us not love in word and in tongue, but in deed and in truth. We show our love by our works and what we do." So please, for those of you who are first-time listeners of the Sons of Liberty, welcome to the show. We're so happy that you're listening. And always, whenever there's accommodations or people who are endorsing what we're doing, we always like to say, take their word for it and not our word for it. Join people like Brian Fisher from American Family Association, who said, "Bradley Dean's message is edgy, hard-hitting, and direct. It is just the message the next generations of Americans need to hear."
You notice how it's always the next generation, but not the responsible parties.
The message that both young and old need to hear.
Thank
currently.
You, Brian.
Exactly. Another one here is a principal from a school in Iowa said, "I would highly recommend the Sons of Liberty for all schools. Their powerful message should be heard by all."
Yeah, love to do your school.
That's
1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
Here's another one from a counselor in a high school in Oklahoma who said, "This program was by far the best we have ever had in 23 years.
No question
years.
About it.
I've heard more than that. I heard 34 years and plus, you know.
Several principals have said
That's
that.
That's right. And I have taught school. It was everything you promised and more. So we want you to be a part of getting this message out to the masses. We would like you to become a son and daughter of liberty and take part in what we're doing here. And what that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Sons and Daughters of Liberty. Scroll down. You'll see the different levels of membership, from bronze all the way to silver, all the way to gold and platinum. Everybody can do something. Please do support this work so we can reach out to both young and old across America.
And the whole point is that no flesh should glory in his presence. All praise and all glory goes to our big brother. His name is Jesus Christ, the captain of our salvation, also known as our Lord and Savior.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.